I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, the business technology show, which is brought to you today by Microsoft and Nedbank. Now, I'm actually very excited about this next conversation because we're going to be doing a bit of a deep dive, if you like, into Nedbank's use of Microsoft 365 Copilot. And it's one of the first companies to deploy the artificial intelligence technology broadly in its operations here in South Africa. So I think there's going to be an enormous interest in this discussion from other companies as well who are looking at deploying Copilot and are wondering what it's all about and what's involved, et cetera, et cetera. So to do this, I'm joined from the UK today. Well, actually, he's in Ireland, in Dublin, I believe, just returned from the UK on holiday. Thanks for interrupting your holiday for us, Asuken Woodley, who is Executive Head of End User and Communication Experience, Infrastructure and Operations in Nedbank Group Technology. It's good to see you today. How's Dublin?
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I think Dublin's fantastic. Weather is great today. So, yeah, sunshine, no clouds, no rain, which is good.
Excellent. Well, Asuken, I'm looking forward to the discussion, and we won't keep you too long because I'm sure you want to get back to your holiday. But thanks for interrupting your vacation for us and chatting a little bit about AI and how Nedbank is using the technology. It's been about 18 months now since OpenAI broke cover with ChatGPT 3.5. And of course, Microsoft has been working feverishly since then to introduce generative AI tools across its operating system and its business software. Now, Nedbank has decided it's going to be a relatively early adopter of the technology here in South Africa. Maybe take us through what led to Nedbank's decision to deploy Copilot for Microsoft 365 in the bank, who's using it and what they're using it for.
Yeah, thanks. So Nedbank decided to go onto the early adoption program with Microsoft in terms of its use of Copilot. We procured about 300 licenses initially just to try it out, to see what improvements, what innovation we're going to get across the bank by using Copilot. One or two of the challenges that we were facing in the bank was, and an example would be meetings, secretariats sit in meetings with recording a meeting, and they got to go back to their desk and listen to the recording to draw up minutes. So what we've done is, from a usage perspective, we kind of took it across our business units. So Nedbank has various business units across South Africa, UK, and into Africa and Isle of Man. So each of the business units across Nedbank was selected where we had users. We call them champion users across the organization, identified by each of the CIOs. And they were then enabled with these licenses to be able to use it in a way that we were trying to improve productivity across the bank. And what we've seen is that these users have benefited tremendously from the licenses that they have thus far. So in terms of where we deployed, it is from management to back office users to the secretariat in the organization.
And where have you seen the biggest productivity impact so far?
I think there's mainly two areas that we've seen it across the organization, being our developer community. Programmers write code, and with Copilot, or GitHub Copilot as well, is the other product that we deployed. We've seen tremendous gain in productivity in a developer being able to write code a lot quicker, because now you're using the Copilot to do it for you versus you having to go through tremendous amount of coding per line. It's kind of reduced their time to delivery by almost 70% in the organization.
Wow.
The other areas, from a MS Copilot specifically the secretaries across the organization are now using Copilot for doing their minute taking. So they turn on transcript during the meeting because Copilot allows you to do that. And at the end of the meeting, they do notes in terms of what the meeting content was about. And obviously, it being Copilot, and they call it Copilot for a specific reason, everything's not correct. When you do the transcript, there might be some name incorrect, but it kind of gives you a good idea of what the meeting was about. And the secretaries are, you know, take that straight into a document, fix it a little bit. And it's, you know, where they've taken a day or two to do minutes, it's now taking them 30 minutes to do minutes. Other areas of improvement we're seeing is in our investment banking environment, where from a client perspective, drawing up specific documents for clients, they're now using Copilot to do that. So if they have a client contract, as an example, Copilot summarizes it for them and gives them the main essence of what the contract is, that they can then engage customers. So there's various other use cases. I could go on all day talking about use cases that we have in the bank. But what we found is there are common use cases across all business units. We picked up at least 4 common business cases across, which, you know, it doesn't matter if we start expanding the Copilot across the organization from a license perspective, we know those 4 standard use cases are going to give us immediate benefit across the bank.
What about at a senior management level, including in the C-suite? Have you deployed Copilot to those people, and are you seeing them use it in interesting ways as well?
Interesting question. So we have deployed to some of the C-suite community, like our CIO and our board members. Some of them have it. And now that Nedbank has a new chairman, and a CEO, Jason McQuinn, we've deployed it to them as well. Some of them use it to the extent that we would like to like them to use it, and they are definitely seeing benefit. You know, for them, especially from a C-suite perspective, you know, they try and maximize their time. What we're finding now, for them to do a presentation, as an example, they have content sitting in various documents, Word documents. They can, using Copilot, reference those documents and ask it to do a summary presentation for them. And Copilot builds a presentation within 2 minutes from content that could be 30-page long content, as an example. Or the other areas they're using it is if they were late or somebody was late to a meeting, you join the meeting and you don't know what happened in the last 5 minutes of the meeting because you came in late, you can ask Copilot to give you a summary of what happened in the last 5 minutes prior to joining. It'll tell you exactly what happened, were there any action items for you from that meeting. So there's massive benefit from that. It's very innovative and intuitive.
Do you see it being used at some point for making decisions as well within the organization at a senior level, ingesting a bunch of data and saying to Copilot, what is the optimal solution to this, or can you help me devise a strategy or a decision, or come to a decision around a particular issue, or do you think the technology is not quite that advanced yet?
I think, you know, making decisions using Copilot, I don't think it's as advanced to that level yet. But what it can help you do, though, is give you enough content to make the right decision. So it could, as an example, from a financial perspective, you could go ask Copilot, from an organizational and specifically Nedbank, tell me what our ROI and CPI was for the last 3 years across the organization. And it will go pick that content for you and give you information from whatever, you know, 2020, 2023. And if you're doing your financial year, it'll go find that information and give you a summary. So it'll help you in meaningful content like that to make the right decision.
Okay. What are the most important lessons that Nedbank has learned from deploying this technology so far? Or is it too early to really draw big lessons at this stage?
I think there are some positives and some negatives from a learnings perspective. The positive side of it is that it has certainly, we're seeing an improvement in productivity in quite a few areas. You know, what we've seen is that the it's brought on unparalleled innovation and efficiencies together with data protection in the organization. So definitely seeing that staff productivity in terms of the 300 that have the licenses has improved.
Now, banks are obviously highly regulated entities. How does that factor, or how did that factor into the way that Nedbank decided to deploy Copilot?
So I think from a process perspective, you know, before we could even enable these 300 users, we had to go through quite a rigorous governance process to make sure that we have certain guardrails, policies in place before enabling, because AI, Gen AI specifically, is relatively new in the market. There's not a lot from a South African perspective in terms of regulatory bodies, but we took the stance of following the international EU regulatory bodies and standards, and took some of the lessons out of what they've done from a data governance perspective, because it's key from a banking or any other organization for that matter. When you start using AI, that your data is still controlled within the organization and not put externally out there for other people to use. So we had to go through a process of from a security locking down certain instances. So because we started adopting AI in the organization and the Copilot built into the Microsoft web engine, we decided as the bank to lock all other like ChatGPT as an example, lock it down or lock and not allow users to use that, because you could put your data out there. So the way we've coined it is we're able to use the internet, but the internet's not able to use us because our data stays with us. So we've gone through that process. We've created user acceptable guideline policies that we've now sent out through the organization so that users know what they can and can't do with AI, what information they can share and what they can't share. So from a governance perspective, I think it was quite a process that we had to go through, and educating people on what they can do is the route that we followed.
So do you think there's more need in South Africa or a need in South Africa for more regulations to align us more with what the EU is doing?
Yeah, certainly. Look, there is a regulatory body now formed in South Africa, and specifically I think the organization sits in Cape Town. But I think there has to be a more active role from key participants across the country that should participate in those forums so that the right governance and regulatory can be drawn up and circulated from a South African perspective. So there is an organization, but I think we're just a little bit slower than the EU to take off. Yeah.
Okay. What has been the feedback from the users you've deployed the technology to so far? I imagine that some employees are a little resistant, and you know, some just natural human resistance to change, while others say, "This is fantastic. I can see how this is going to change my productivity and jump in head first." Have you seen that sort of dichotomy within the organization, and have you had to help some of the users along the process as well with some training and helping them understand how the technology can help them?
Yeah, and I think that's actually a very good question there. Because with any AI that you bring into any environment, the first thing people ask you is, my job on the line? Am I going to lose my job because AI is now going to do my work? And it's not so. We had to go through a process of adoption and change management, which I think helps. So if people are going to be deploying Copilot in the organization, make sure you follow the adoption and change management process across, so that you're educating people on how to use the Copilot and what you're going to get out of it. Because giving somebody a tool and not knowing how to use it, you may interpret it incorrectly or get the incorrect data out of it, which could be a problem. So we went through a process of what we call, we were holding bite-sized learning sessions on a weekly basis with the users, so that they could learn. We could teach them what Copilot does, what some of the prompting that you can do. And I think that's important. Prompting in Copilot is very important, because if you ask it the right question, it will give you a meaningful response. So, you know, you can train it eventually in terms of how you as an individual ask questions. It will learn your style of asking questions. But what it doesn't do is store that information in the cloud for external users to gain access to it. So, you know, that training was important, and getting people's mindset to change that your job's not on the line, but Copilot is here to aid you and improve your productivity and innovation across the organization, which even, you know, it makes the individual's job easier, as well as, again, for the company, because you're now getting more out of the individual.
Okay. But feedback from individual users, what are they actually telling you about Copilot? Are they excited about using it? Are you having tangible benefits? I mean, you spoke about the transcriptions for the secretaries. Have you got guys coming back to you within the organization and saying, I don't know how I worked without this technology previously?
Yeah, we've actually had users threaten us to say, if you take this license away, I'm going to go start toitoing and placarding outside the organization. But as a joke, they said it, right? Sure. But certainly, we've seen a huge positive feedback from users across the organization that have the license, in terms of how it's really changed the way they work. A lot of them are saying they're not sure how they worked previously without this, because, you know, having to go through a 30-page document and at the end of it trying to summarize it, now you do read the document because you want to know what its content, but you ask Copilot to give you the key salient points out of it. It just makes life easier. In a meeting, you know, you ask Copilot, tell me, were there any actions for me in the meeting? It'll immediately tell you. So the users are saying, wow, what a fantastic product. And it's certainly making their lives easier. So a lot of positive feedback.
Excellent. Do you think that in the longer term, deploying AI and deploying it early like Nedbank is doing will give you a competitive edge? Or do you think this is just the ticket to the game now, that everyone's going to deploy Copilot or some equivalent technology, and that it's just the entry ticket to doing business in future?
So I think there's twofold. You know, with AI, generative AI copilot being relatively new in the market, if you adopt it early, it certainly gives you a competitive advantage in the market. But I think going forward, it's going to become a norm. You know, every organization will probably start adopting it, and it becomes part of your day-to-day lives going forward. So I think, you know, if companies are given the opportunity, they should start using Copilot, because it certainly gives you some competitive advantage.
Okay. Okay. Now, how does deploying AI compare to a digital transformation project? Many South African organizations have been through digital transformation projects. So I know that's a wide-ranging term. Do you believe they require similar frameworks to be successful?
Definitely. I think if you look at digital transformation, and it depends how you see digital transformation, you know, digital transformation could mean that you are rewriting applications to be more user-friendly on devices like mobile devices, iPads, whereas previously you would have had to go from a banking perspective, go into a branch to do certain things. Now you can transact and do things on your mobile devices. There's no need to go into a branch. So for me, you know, digital transformation there. From an AI perspective, I think it's going to assist in people that are still lagging on digital transformation, because AI is now going to help them speed up their process and help with modernization a lot faster.
Okay. Okay. What advice would you give to other companies who are listening to this, who are thinking of going down this journey themselves? Can you provide maybe some pointers to leaders of other companies, other industries, on how they can ensure they meet the expectations of employees around the deployment of AI in the workplace from the lessons you've learned as Nedbank so far?
So yeah, I think the key components here from what other organizations should look at doing is one would be make sure you have the right governance in place when you're adopting AI. Just don't give it out there freely, hoping that the user knows what to do with it and how the data is protected. So from a governance perspective, make sure you tick that box off first and put in the right data protection policies. Go relook at your organizational policies and structures that you have in place. What we find is that you have your chief information security officer, as an example, that performs certain tasks. Now with AI, that's something new. That your CISO in the organization's also taken along this journey with you because they're key. And your risk and governance people are on board in terms of what needs to be done. So I think that's probably your first thing. The second would be adoption and change management across the organization is key. Make sure that process is followed throughout the journey and not just do it once. You know, it's like learning how to drive a car. You know, you have to have a few lessons before you can actually go get your license for a car. So a similar thing, take your users along the journey until they're comfortable with using the product. Run your, what do you call it, prompt engineering courses. Make web, if there are any internet-based training, make that available for your users. So, yeah, those would be some of the key takeouts.
Lastly, Asokan, what's next in terms of Nedbank's AI journey? Where do you see this technology taking the bank in the next few years?
I think it's going to help us transform our interaction with our customers. It's going to make our front office or customer facing retail staff and our investment banking staff, our wealth staff that engage on a day-to-day basis with their clients, it's going to make their lives a lot easier from being able to deliver a lot faster to our end customer. And I think that's the important, you know, we in Nedbank, and I'm sure other industry talks about customer experience, digital experience, and employee experience. So we call it the CX, GX, and EX. So that's certainly going to start improving those environments or those areas specifically for our end users, both external and internal.
Fantastic. Very interesting discussion. Look forward to seeing the impact on Nedbank and its customers going forward. Asoken Woodley is Executive Head of End User and Communication Experience, Infrastructure and Operations in Nedbank Group Technology. Thanks so much for joining us all the way from Dublin today, and do enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thank you very much. Great chatting with you, and hope people find this useful.